Welcome back to Act 2 of the Steam Spy Solo Stories mission. As you may remember, our hero, Roland Doyle, is in Egypt investigating the election for a new prime minister. He's found out that one of the candidates, Nesma Barika, has ties to the news organization Das Wort and is working to rig the election in order to drive news and influence Das Wort's political interests in the Middle East. Currently, she's working with the Shadow Bureau to sabotage the Suez Canal in order to discredit her opponent. Apparently, he helped build it or he supported it or something, but somehow destroying it will discredit him. Let's say he helped support its final construction. Therefore, she's going to have the canal destroyed to make it look like he messed up. Specifically, Nesma Barika is working with my old nemesis, Stelina Verka. She's the one who also tried to interfere with my mission in Panama. Apparently, she seems to be some kind of canal terrorist specialist. Anyway, Agent Doyle is going to head across the desert to Suez. There aren't any expressways, so at best it's just going to be a rough, sandy trail. In fact, land vehicles aren't really very common, so he's probably going to have to get his hands on a camel to make his way across the desert. Which means there will be a nice Lawrence of Arabia-ish montage of Doyle crossing the desert on his camel with the sun bearing down on him. Now, I was able to find the details of the plan in Nesma Barika's office. So I'm going to say that the most probable plan is to fill a boat with explosives and drive it into the gates of the locks to blow them up. With the locks unable to function, the canal will become a bottleneck and be useless. Cause a mess, everyone will hate it, and it'll all look like the candidate's fault. Because it'll seem like the machinery just overreacted to a simple collision, and it'll look like a construction flaw. So with that in mind, I'm going to head straight to the docks near the mouth of the Gulf of Suez and look for a boat that's registered to the Transylvanian Transportation Company, who the Shadow Bureau work for. Let's see if I have any problems finding it. Yes, but. So something happens, but it's not too bad. I'm going to say that I'm seen, but it's only a single opponent. In fact, I think it would be interesting for it to be Stelina Verka herself. "Don't move, Agent Doyle," she'll say to me. I'll turn slowly and find her pointing a pistol at me. Her face would be covered with a mask. Let's say a silver mask with some flowery details circling her temples. Bits of badly scarred flesh could be seen peeking around the corners of the mask, just enough to give an indication of how badly deformed her face is after the explosion. Her hair would be different, too. She's obviously wearing a wig. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should check out the Panama Peril mission episodes, because she got blown up, and she doesn't like me very much, I'm sure. But right now, there's no real point messing around. She's got a gun on me. I'm going to try and attack and disarm her. Let's see how that goes. Nope. I attack and her gun goes off. She shoots me. Only a flesh wound, a couple points, but it's probably going to draw some attention. She is way stronger than I am, so I'm going to have to figure out some other way to turn the tables. I'm going to set my gun down and raise my hands to surrender. Now, despite the gunshot, she probably doesn't want to leave a body laying in the open right now, which means she will take me straight to the boat, quickly kind of grab me and push me ahead of her with a gun in my back. Since she works for a transportation company, it's probably some steam-powered motorboat with a big oversized boiler and gear-driven paddles. Then she'll take me aboard, she'll tie me to the pilot's chair in order to force me to watch the boat plow into the locks and explode. It'll look like I'm driving the boat if I'm in the pilot's chair. Then, after casting off, she'll lean across me to set the boat on course and push the throttle forward. Then she'll do something demeaning, like kiss my forehead and mess up my hair thing as she heads towards her own getaway boat. Farewell, Agent Doyle. I'm going to say that I have 3 rounds to save the Suez Canal. But first, before I can do anything, I have to get myself untied. I'm going to try and be a smasher and just see if I can break the ropes with pure force. And I'm going to roll against Stelina's analyst to see how well she knew how to tie me up. I only got a 5, so I struggle, but I can't break free. I am going to have to try this again. I can't do anything until I'm untied. Smasher is my best roll, and I really need to make this, so I'm going to do the same thing one more time. Okay, all right, this time I made it. However, now I only have 1 round left. I won't be able to stop the boat and defuse the explosives. I am going to have to focus on getting the boat where it won't do any damage when it does blow up. So I'm going to turn it around back into the open waters of the Gulf of Suez. Fortunately, Roland's background is a sailor, so he does have the advantage on a racer roll. Oh yeah, there we go. Okay, that was a good roll. He slams up the throttle and spins the steering wheel, tipping the boat on its side as it spins in a tight circle and speeds out into the open water. But that was round 3, so now the ship is blowing up. Roland will be jumping off as the explosives erupt around him. He's going to have to make a difficult evader roll, or he's going to be caught in the blast. Yeah, that just makes it. The ball of flame explodes behind him, singeing his coattails and kind of pushing him over the edge, and he flies out through the air and eventually lands in the water. Of course, Delina will have watched all of this from her own boat. She was expecting to watch the docks be destroyed, so she's going to be furious. She'll turn her boat around and come charging in to try and run down Doyle while he's in the water. Her boat's probably a smaller steam-powered motorboat, so she's still going pretty fast. This is still pretty intense. Even though we're not both in vehicles, this is going to take us into a chase action. Roland is going to try to evade her. He doesn't have a sea vehicle, so he doesn't get the skill. She would, but she doesn't have that skill, so that balances out. That's all right. And he did it. He beat her analyst, but obviously it's ridiculous to say that he outswam her boat. I'm just going to say that he was able to dive underwater before she ran him over and chopped him up with her propeller. But you know what? Actually, I'm going to try to turn this into an infiltration. Let's see if I can be an intruder and grab onto the side of her boat as it passes. Yes, okay, I just made it. So I grab a hold of the side, and I pull myself up over the ledge. I'm on board, dripping wet. I just made that roll, so I'm going to say that she felt the boat rocking. As I pulled, it's going to kind of make the boat move. So I got on board, but not stealthily. So she's going to turn around. She's going to find me. I'm standing behind her. I don't have any time to do anything too intricate here. I'm just going to grab an oar and try and attack her with it. As I said, she's pretty powerful, but with the oar, I get to activate my melee, and she doesn't get to use her hand-to-hand skill. So that gives me a little bit of a bonus, at least. Oof. I didn't make it. So I swing the oar, and she grabs it and twists it back at me and kind of juts the handle into my chin, doing 2 points of damage. With the gunshot earlier, I am now wounded. Now, the boat isn't a very stable service. I wonder, does this knock me overboard so she can try and drown me? Yes, but. Yes, it knocks me overboard, but it works to my advantage. I'm going to say that it knocks me overboard and I sink, and she can't find me. I go underwater, she can't find me. Perhaps I'm able to float over to a buoy and hide behind it while she searches the water for me. But does she find me? No. So she'll look around for a little while And eventually, she'll give up and she'll leave. Now, there's not much I can do against her and her boat with me just in the water. However, I did prevent the attack on the Suez Canal, so even though she got away, that's okay. She wasn't my real goal of this mission. So letting her go is just going to give me a chance to run into her again some other time. Instead, after catching my breath a little bit, I'll swim over to shore, find my camel, and I'm going to head back to Cairo. But that covers all of Act 2. It looks like I got 4 plot points, which I'll continue to hold on to. And when we return, we'll start the 3rd climactic act of this exciting Steam Spies Solo Stories mission. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.